This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for May 26th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the battle for our churches. In California, the Department of Public Health and Governor Gavin Newsom issued new guidelines yesterday. Churches will be allowed to resume in-person church services, but with some restrictions. Churches will have to limit congregations to 25% of building capacity or a maximum of 100 people, whichever number is less. Now, this follows President Trump's call on Friday for churches and houses of worship to reopen as he considers them essential services. And we agree. And honestly, this can't come soon enough for the city of Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot is making a name for herself as somebody who really does not like it when churches get back together. You remember last week we told you about the previous weekend where Chicago police blocked the parking lot of a church on the north side that was holding in-person services contrary or in defiance of the state's ongoing stay-at-home law. Well, this weekend, Mayor Lightfoot reportedly went even further, allegedly dispatching 3 marked and 2 unmarked Chicago police vehicles filled with officers to break up a church service on the south side, the Woodlawn neighborhood, an African-American congregation at Cornerstone Baptist Church. Pastor Courtney Lewis was in the middle of his sermon when they heard banging on the outside doors, police demanding to be let in. Pastor Lewis told the ushers to deny the officers entry. We can discuss some other time, Romans 13 and whether or not this is an appropriate situation, but he does make a really good point here. He's reaching out to U.S. Attorney John Lausch for help, saying, "All we are seeking is the same consideration and trust that is being tendered toward the liquor stores, abortion clinics, and Walmart." Amen. Now, there are some who are apparently taking the stay-at-home orders into their own hands. A man in North Carolina disrupted a church's outdoor service on Sunday with a knife. Thankfully, a sheriff's deputy was there, thinking and acting quickly, took the man down before anyone was hurt. And in Mississippi last week, a church that previously defied a city's stay-at-home order and was suing some city officials for the lockdown was torched. WMC-TV in Memphis reporting that First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs, Mississippi, burned to the ground in the early hours Wednesday. Investigators have found evidence that it was deliberately set, including the graffiti on the parking lot, reading, "Bet you stay at home now, you hypocrites." Yeah, K-R-I-T-S. Topic number 4, the virus. Trump administration has purchased nearly a third of the experimental vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca. 1 billion doses currently under development. Department of Health and Human Services has committed $1.2 billion to fast-track the vaccine and secure 300 million doses for the citizens of the United States. However, the professor who is co-leading development of the vaccine told the Telegraph newspaper that it only has a 50% chance of success. Meanwhile, yesterday, Hillary Clinton praising New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo for his responsible leadership, her words, and for keeping people safe during the pandemic. I guess that's if you don't live in a nursing home, assisted living facility, or rehabilitation center. An investigation by Associated Press found at least 4,300 coronavirus-infected patients were sent to nursing homes, assisted living centers, and rehabilitation facilities. That was Cuomo's executive order back in March and could be why New York State is leading the country in number of coronavirus deaths. Now, things are bad when even the New York Times is reporting that the coronavirus is hitting Democrat-controlled areas worst in this country. Here's a chart that shows it, a graph shows it a little more clearly. The infection rate per 10,000 citizens more than twice as high in Democrat counties as in Republican-controlled counties. Now, why is that? Correlation does not equal causation. Population density might have something to do with it. Big cities tend to be more Democrat than Republican, but who knows? One more trend to watch, though, during this outbreak. Manufacturers and surveillance firms that deal in tracking bracelets, normally only marketed to law enforcement agencies, they're looking at this as an opportunity to expand their marketing efforts. Instead of just, people under home arrest, now under stay-at-home orders, get them these little bracelets and you can tell when they're leaving your house. Yeah, government will try to take advantage of this to expand its control over us, no question. Topic number 3, the Corona crash. quick graphic showing you how badly the economy has been hurt by shutting everything down a couple of months ago. Comparing the current crash, this is the Fed National Activity Indicator published by the Federal Reserve Bank, comparing it to the last seven recessions going back 50 years. There is no comparison. This is far, far worse than anything we have seen in the last half a century. The latest major victim of the crash, Hertz, the rental car company, founded in 1918, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, got a big load of debt, and no business since travel has pretty much been shut down. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve Bank has been investing directly into Wall Street securities. Now, this is ostensibly to keep the economy moving, keeping, you know, money flowing, which is why we got the, you know, relief checks from the Treasury, you know, keep spending money so that the economy doesn't collapse. The Fed's balance sheet has passed $7 trillion for the very first time, and it includes $1.8 billion under something called the Corporate Credit Facility. This is a line item that includes purchases of ETFs, electronically traded funds, sort of like mutual funds, except they're traded on the open market. They fluctuate in value up and down during the course of a day, just like a stock and bond, or bond, and it's because they're made up of baskets of stocks and bonds. And the Fed has even invested in something called, well, not just investment-grade bonds, but also junk bonds, junk ETFs. Now, it's not clear to me how the Fed investing directly in Wall Street is helping, you know, people out here on Main Street. Nearly 40 million Americans have filed for unemployment compensation over the last 2 months. And during that same period of time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has rebounded from its low point by about 30%. Investors are fine. The 40 million Americans now on unemployment, not so much. And why the Fed is investing in junk bonds makes even less sense. Now, here's the thing. One of the bonds, or at least some of the bonds, included in these junk bond ETFs were issued by Hertz, which just filed for bankruptcy, which means that once Hertz emerges from Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the Federal Reserve Bank may well own part of the company under a debt for equity swap. It's not clear that this is even legal. It's not clear that the managers of the Federal Reserve Bank even thought that this was possible. Or maybe they did and just pretended that they didn't. Oh, we had no idea we'd wind up owning part of Hertz and any other company that's issued bonds or stock in which the Fed has invested and then goes bankrupt. Because it's a safe bet that with an economic trend like this, Hertz is not the only major company that's going to go belly up during this downturn. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank is not the United States government. It is chartered by the United States government, but it is privately owned. The charter was amended in 1927. It was originally issued in a 20-year for a 20-year period. And by the way, it was created to be the bank of last resort, the lender of last resort to banks to keep them open during bank runs, like during the Great Depression when people, you know, I want more money out of the bank before the bank collapses. The Federal Reserve Bank was there to prevent that. Now, 100 years later, for some reason, it's investing directly in the stock and bond markets. And again, and by the way, the charter, like I said, amended in 1927, so now it can only be revoked by an act of Congress, which isn't likely because the Fed is deeply embedded in the deep state, which leads us to topic number two, President Trump and the deep state. Said in an interview on Sunday that he's got a chance to break the deep state. He was speaking with investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson, said that as he discussed the scandal of FBI surveillance abuse, the Russia collusion scam that resulted in the FBI and the NSA deploying spies against members of the Trump campaign. He said this was their insurance plan. They thought Hillary was going to win, but in case she didn't, this was their insurance policy. Now I beat the insurance policy. Now they're being exposed. Just bear in mind, the deep state has a lot at stake. It's not going to go down without a fight. So whether you approve of everything President Trump does or not, pray for him and pray for his safety. Because again, politics is a blood sport and the deep state will not roll over without a fight. Coming up, they thought there was a snake in the operating room. There wasn't. It was worse. That's next on 5 and 10.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs. Monuments aligned with the stars. And the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land with special guests Pastor Carl Gallups and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and Skywatch TV.
Item number one today, snakes in the hospital. Well, not so much. Doctors at the Port of Spain Hospital in Trinidad and Tobago, that's a small nation off the coast of South America, were returning to work, returning to perform elective surgeries for the first time in 3 months due to the pandemic. Somebody reported a snake at the hospital, and in response, the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian was contacted by the Northwest Regional Health Authority, which said the authority categorically denies that a snake was found in the hospital's compound, and any information suggesting same is false, misleading, and malicious. There is, however, a monkey in the operating room. That's took 3 hours to get the monkey down off the shelves before doctors could decontaminate and resume work. I mean, you actually have a headline that reads this. Hospital denies report that a snake was found in operating theater, insists it was only a monkey. I guess that's good news. Well, coming up in June, our next conference on the schedule for 2020, like the True Legends Conference just passed, this is also a virtual conference, but this has some interactive features that we'll find out and tell you more about in the weeks ahead. The Battle Ready Conference coming up June 26th and 27th of 2020. Just $50. Sharon and I, honored to be a part of it, along with our friend Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be joining us in Israel next April. Stephen Bankars, Josh Peck's co-author of the book Second Coming of the New Age, Pastor Casper McLeod, Brandon Gallups, Russ Dizdar as well. Again, a virtual conference, but using some of the video conferencing tools that have become so popular now during this pandemic, there will be some opportunities to actually get some FaceTime with speakers. Find out more at the website battlereadyconference.org, battlereadyconference.org. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with Dr. Michael Heiser about his brand new book, A Companion to the Book of Enoch. Why is the Book of Enoch valuable for us as Christians? You can get that new book along with Mike's groundbreaking book, Reversing Hermon, and a translation of the Book of Enoch as well. So you'll have the book and the companion, and then Reversing Hermon, which explains why the whole thing is really, really valuable. All of that for your donation of just $35 at the Skywatch TV store online, skywatchtvstore.com or 844-750-4985. That program this week, our broadcast schedule around the country, you'll find it online at skywatchtv.com/channels or just download the Skywatch TV app or channel to Amazon Fire TV. By the way, if you're doing a search, if you got an Amazon Fire Stick and you're trying to find it in their little app store, don't put a space between Skywatch and TV. It's all one word, Skywatch TV. And if you search that way, you will find the app and then add it. Also available for Roku and Apple TV, and then you're good to go. We'll broadcast whenever you click the remote. Or you can just download the free mobile app and bring all of our programming, news curated by Tom Horn, and his brand new series of articles, Opening Enoch's Gates, delivered right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got instructions and links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. My website, gilberthouse.org. Actually, Sharon and I share that. That's where we post our weekly Bible study, the Gilbert House Fellowship. Links from there to my personal site, my podcast site, and again, all of that online at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.